The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. In this version, whoever guessed the painting first wins, and then gets to pick a wedgie dare, and the girl who gets that one. Macy and London are instantly thrilled at getting revenge on the tough-as-nails wedgie Laura gave them. Laura then gives a couple harder wedgies to Cody, while Macy and London tell a story of some of the more hilarious wedgies Cody got at school. London means Coda's sister, so he gives her the standing wedgie, and then Macy and London pick her up, bending her down on the sofa, and pulling down on her pants. The girl named Lily suggests, getting giggles from the other two girls, because they are all pulling forward roughly simultaneously, which causes her shorts to go way higher in front, rubbing awfully on my younger sister when they do, and give some other sharp pulls just like that, leading the girls to the couch in a painful semi-waddled wedgie. Then they nodded to each other again, before they all pulled as tight as they possibly could, stretching white material over the girl's sides to the top of her bra, and giving her a wedgie all around, with the front and back of her undies rising up along with her sides. My younger sister let out a whoop, moving her hands up and away from her underwear as she felt the wedgie digging in all over her, showing as much restraint as she could. I am stronger than my wife, so I put her down, but since she was down, I could not reach into her underwear to get the wedgie, and she knew it. I was so ecstatic because my wife had never expressed any interest in giving me a wedgie before. This was a perfect chance. My wife was this close to giving me wedgies, so naturally, I had to say it. You would not know how much it ticked her off. The girl, named Lily, sighed in relief from her wedgie, only for her eyes to grow in absolute horror when she felt her footholes suddenly pulled backwards, with what felt like a wooden ruler being thrust down on top of her, going straight through them. The girl named Lily got to let off some steam, my younger sisters and Lola got to bond a bit closer to one another, and I suppose at least got to see Allie in a pretty sweet wedgie, quietly murmuring to herself, with a chuckle, it was not exactly the frightful adventure I wanted, but it was one that was still worthwhile, I suppose. Three co-workers pulling leg holes on top of you, your arms now in leg holes, gives you the wedgie. The faces, fashion sense, conversation patterns, and manner in which three female co-workers gossiped among themselves reminded you of cheerleader types that used to laugh so brutally while their meathead boyfriends would either yank you around in their underwear or wedgie. Two of their names were Jennifer and Chloe, the third was Alice, and three of the female co-workers were all pretty attractive, looking just like those girls that had been bullying you in high school. A person cannot tell what occasion was the beginning of this behavior, but certainly, I remember a bunch of girls very clearly. I never felt confident around girls due to being bullied, and on the rare occasions that I tried to ask girls out, they were always turned away. I always felt like being a super weirdo, mostly because I was a girl, and would always be frustrated because girls were never getting tits as much as guys. This kind of weirdness made you the target of the middle school. There was barely a day when you did not get wedgied or your head was pushed down the toilet. Maybe I really did do that myself, you thought, when Allie's changed the hold she had over your undies into a crouching underhand position, giving her greater leverage to wedgie you. The varsity high school cheerleader pulled me to the girls' locker room, grabbed hold of my clingy whites, and gave me a hanging wedgie from one of the girls' lockers. Girls' wedgies were the most searched for wedgies, followed by hanging wedgies, loincloth wedgies, and punishment wedgies. These men are into kinks and wedgie fetishes, which is an unexpectedly popular niche in the kink and BDSM communities. There are even clips from amateur fetish stars, who make their names asking for wedgie challenges on Instagram and Twitter. Amateur fetish stars Instagram Twitter. Yes, there are videos of easy, mocking wedgies, where one woman playfully yanks up another's intentionally oversized loincloth. Wedgie Girls has an all-access tier at 10. Giving access to all videos, surveys, and being able to submit requests for us. Most importantly, the underground fetish community simply wants to be left alone to continue enjoying their wedgies with no restrictions or judgment, like every other sexual preference.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Ronnie and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.